Hi, welcome to The Bridge Podcasts. We hope you enjoy the following message. For more information on all that's happening at The Bridge Church, please visit www.bridge-church.com.
So fasting takes on many different aspects, and fasting depends, is don't throw your hands in the air and say, oh no, I've got to give up all of this. Fasting is not only a spiritual exercise, it's also a physical exercise. And nutritionists tell us it's good to fast, because when we fast, we cleanse our bodies. And because we cleanse our bodies, we have a longer life. So fasting has many benefits. And spiritually, it has a great deal of benefits. Someone said that fasting embraces voluntary weaknesses in order to experience more of God's power and presence. It's a paradox that we become weak in the natural in order to receive more strength from the Spirit. I have fasted often. I have done a 21-day fast without any solid food and just drank water for 21 days. So I probably won't do that again, but I'll have days without food, okay? And then I've practiced fasting where I fast 72 hours a week. So I'd go for 3 days without food and then break the fast. I've fasted where I fast 48 hours without food and then break the fast. I fast one day and then break the fast. So there's various different kinds of fasts. A fast can be fasting lunch or fasting calories. Instead of having 1,500 or 2,000 calories a day, have 1,000 calories a day. You can fast. So if you're have a medical condition or something, you can't fast, you can fast watching the telly, or fast social media, or fast something like that, so that your mind isn't getting taken away and roads that you do. It's so that when you fast, it's so that you can spend more time in prayer. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you that they have the reward, but you, when you fast, anoint your head with oil and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So there's an open reward for those of us that fast. So when we go into a fast, the first thing to do, we're setting ourselves aside. We're setting time aside. Let me read to you from Isaiah 58, Isaiah 58, and this is the fast that God has chosen. He says this in verse 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen? So this is the fast that God has chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness. So when we pray, what are we praying for? We're praying to loose the bonds of wickedness. Okay, many of you realize there's wickedness in the streets. There's wickedness everywhere we look. So we pray with the knowledge that we have authority over the power of the enemy. Say, neighbor. And many of you won't do that. Be obedient. Say, neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. When you pray, believe that you're loosing the bonds of wickedness. Do you get it, neighbor? So so that we understand this, that we're doing something practical. It's not all for me. It's so that when you pray, you're praying with purpose. Your 21 days, it's like, let's get focused. Let's get focused. Where do we want to see the church go? Why does the church exist? The church exists so that we can reach and those who don't know about God, so that we can tell the good news. We can tell those who God loves the untold story of the greatest man who ever lived. You see, we got, that's what we're here for. We're here to shed the good news. So as we share the good news by loosing the bonds of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens. If you have heavy burdens, your family's got heavy burdens, they can be undone by your fasting, but it's because you're focusing on these specific things. We're focusing on church growth. We're focusing on 2017, the gifts of the Spirit functioning in the church, in the body of the church. The gifts of the Spirit, miracles, signs, wonders, all happening through our lives. My wife and I, when we came to Jesus, 6 weeks after we came to Jesus, we started a church. We didn't know anything about the Bible, but we knew one thing, that if the believer laid hands on the sick would recover. So we'd start, David, Denise, they can tell you, in our house, we had people come, we'd pray for them, lay hands on the sick would recover immediately. In fact, there were some people came to the house that we didn't even lay hands on, that they just jumped, one person jumped up and ran out of the house, never came back for 2 weeks, because he says, my whole body was on fire. That was the first time he was there. The next time he came back, I said, why'd you leave? He says, my body was on fire. And he said, I had to go for a back surgery the next day. He says, my back was totally healed. So that's the kind of things that were happening because we believed the word. Amen. We just believed the word and did the word. So that's what I'm believing, that you as believers, according to Mark 16, will go out and do the work of the Lord. You'll start to do these things. Chrissy Johnson's husband, Jimmy. When Jimmy got saved, Jimmy was a farm laborer all his life. His hands were like leather, and they were all hacks and everything. They were hard hands. And he came to me one day. He says, Pastor, I want to do something for you. Can I do your garden? I said, okay. So he was doing my garden. He came to me one day after doing the garden. He says, Pastor, how do you lay hands on someone? How do you get them healed? I says, you lay hands on them. He says, then what do? I says, just say in Jesus' name, be healed. So Jimmy would walk up the street in West Kilbride and he'd say to people, how are you today? Like one does. And this is true, isn't it? Everybody that knows, they'd say, oh, I've got a sore head. Can I pray for you? In Jesus' name, be healed. And they'd be healed. He'd have family in Ireland and he'd phone the family in Ireland. How are you? I'm feeling sick. He'd say, well, in Jesus' name, be healed. He says, then the phone would go quiet for a while. For half an hour in some cases, and then the people would get back on the phone and say, I fainted. They fell out under the power of the Holy Ghost in Ireland when he prayed for them here in West Kilbride. So he had such a tremendous faith that it was just a childlike faith that when he did the works of God, then it happened. How many of you would say, I want that kind of thing? Amen. Everybody's got it. Everyone has it, but you haven't used it. Amen? In 2017, I see you using that. The Holy Spirit will give you words of wisdom. I see you paying forward. I see you in a shopping line, paying at Tesco or Morrison or Lidl or Aldi, whatever you do it, and there's somebody behind you that looks as though they're in need, and you pay for their shopping. I see you doing extraordinary acts. Amen. I'm seeing that in the Spirit. Listen, at Christmas we did extraordinary acts of kindness when we gave all the hampers away. So that's extraordinary acts of kindness. That's what God's looking for. So when we pray, see these things happening, and that you break every yoke. You see, there's people around you that have a yoke on them, the weight of the world's on them. They're trying to work through things. And God will give you a word of knowledge that can just set them free. You can do it. You'll get through this. Whatever it is, God's saying to me that sickness that started in your body that you're worried about, God's healing it right now in Jesus' name. And you'll start to do these things. Things will come into your mind and you'll say, well, where did that come from? That's God. He's going to start using you in that way. This is a supernatural church. It's built on the supernatural principles of God, and he wants us to function in the supernatural. Amen. So we break. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Is it that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide yourself from your own flesh, and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of God shall be your rear guard, and then you shall call, and the Lord will answer, and you shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, and the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. Guys, when we're fasting, even when you're not fasting, stop gossiping, stop backbiting. That's what it says, the pointing of a finger and the speaking of wickedness. Pointing of the finger is gossiping and judging and backbiting and gossiping. These things ought not to be in your life. So if you're fasting and you're doing that, you will not receive anything from the Lord. In fact, if you're doing it at all, you won't receive anything from the Lord. Your prayers will not be answered. And I can't apologize for that statement. It's just the truth. Amen. If God says it, that's it. So he says, for us, this is a great time for us to zip our lips, you see, if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. So as you start putting these things into practice, then you will improve in all those areas. I believe that the Spirit of God, who's living in you, will check your spirit. There would be a check in your spirit that immediately you'll say, I've said something wrong. Forgive me, Lord. I believe that you'll receive that check in your spirit immediately in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So, and if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually. He'll satisfy your soul in drought, strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. What a promise that we will be. Everyone's looking for the right route to take in 2017. And God's saying, I will guide you continually. God will guide you in the way that you want to go. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. God will guide you. He's your guide. We read that this morning. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me by pastures green, by still waters. His rod and the staff, the comfort and guide me. Even although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. That's God's promise to us, that when we get to that place where we are submitted to him, he will pour out these blessings into our life. Somebody say, I'm somebody. Men, do we know who we are? We're somebodies. We were teaching that on Friday night, I think it was. We're somebodies. We're not nobodies. We're somebody in the kingdom of God. We're God's somebody. God said to his nation one time, you're nobodies to me. But then he says, but you're my somebody. He changed his mind and says, but you're my somebodies. And my somebodies will do something that will change somebody into a somebody. Amen? It's the truth. So that's what, as we fast, you see, Andrew Murray says, prayer needs fasting for its full growth. He stated that fasting helps to express, to deepen, and to confirm the resolution that we are ready to sacrifice anything, even ourselves, to attain the kingdom of God. You see, fasting is a sacrifice. The kingdom of God started by sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for us. And you look at the world today, where the kingdom of God is growing exponentially, it's where people are being martyred. Where people are being martyred in China, in North Africa, in northern Nigeria, in Mali, and all these different places where they're being martyred, the kingdom of God is exploding because it's about sacrifice. The kingdom of God is not exploding in the West because of comfort. Once we sacrifice, and fasting is a sacrifice, as we start to sacrifice, we'll see our life explode in a positive way, not blown to pieces, but we will explode an exponential explosion in our life of the blessings of God. Amen. So it's fasting. Prayer needs fasting for its full growth. So it's like a fuse for the bomb. A bomb without a fuse is no good. So a prayer brings the fast to the intended end. And that's what it says in Matthew chapter 6. And I'll teach more in this next week. But Matthew chapter 6 says that we should pray for a reward. It says, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, in verse 18, but to your Father who's in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Well, Isaiah 58, and you can go to our website and you can get all the details of how to fast. We've got it all there on the website under resources. You can see all the biblical ways of fasting right there. You can follow that. But these are the main points that you have to stand on whilst you're fasting. So fasting helps to humble you. Fasting increases our faith. It equips and sharpens us. Fasting does all these things for us. So it's a benefit to fast. Amen. So today, as we prepare for tomorrow, you got to prepare yourself in your mind. You got to prepare yourself in your heart. So the best way to do it is to write down what you're going to do. Because as sure as God made little green apples, Monday you start, Tuesday you've got a desire for the thing that you decided that you weren't going to do. It's Corrie. I never miss Corrie. Or it's EastEnders. I never missed whatever. It's like you. That's the extreme, I know. But you write it down, and then you look at it and say, no, I'm fasting that. I'm fasting this. I'm doing that. And this is the reward. Write the whole thing down, and this is the reward I'm expecting. And look at... Keep turning to Isaiah 58 and see what God's saying about it. Read the fasting thing that we've got on the web so that you keep focused. The enemy's out to do one thing with every one of you, whether you're a businessman, a new Christian, an old Christian. He's out to break your focus. He's out to stop you focusing on the things that will bring you to God's greatest blessing. Every one of you have experienced that. And the only way that you can stop him breaking your focus is to take authority over the power of the enemy. Amen? Praise God. Did you get anything from that this morning? Let's pray.
Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our website, www.bridge-church.com, and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter.